T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's just put the rat on the table, Goop.
Stiney.
Plus on a die alone. I laugh the loudest tutor.
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! So I go, who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
Hey, we on? All right, there we go. What's going on, Bay? Steinmetz, Guru, Bonte Hill, the band's back together.
Bonte is back, Jack.
Bonte back from Hawaii.
What's up, boys? I missed you guys. I actually missed you guys, believe it or not.
Wow, your hairdo looks so great, Steinmetz. Right. Yeah. Oh my God, you got a new dude. It looks great.
Call a haircut, Lo.
It looks good.
When's the last time you think Lo
you
had
know what?
Like...
I've heard that. I heard I look younger, and I was looking pretty young even with long hair.
Slimmer, too.
I'm 40.
When's the last time Lo Neal actually went to a barbershop and got a haircut?
Oh, Lo gets what is
it? Yeah. Love you, buddy. I call him Fire and Ice now.
Come at me, bro.
Why? Because he's got this mix of incredible aggression and violence. Football. 17 years in the NFL.
Just one back.
Just wanted to knock heads. That's all he wanted to do.
I call him Young Mike Tyson, dude. That dude can hurt you.
In the office setting like this, he's just so mellow and laid back.
Jovial.
Yeah. Like, Lo's the kind of guy who would never... I can't imagine Lo getting into a fight.
Divers, tell him!
But if he did...
Oh, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yeah. I promise you!
What'd you say? Hey, by the way, what did you say about the national anthem? I didn't hear the 3 minutes.
We need to ban it. But why do we play them before a battle? Why do we play them before sporting events?
Well, I don't mind it before like a Super Bowl or a finals game.
They're doing it in high school games now, too.
Oh, that needs to stop. I mean, before every regular season game, and it wasn't like that all the time.
How long is the national anthem? How long is the average national anthem?
It depends on what race you are.
2 minutes.
Okay.
I'm saying average.
If you're
minutes.
Black, it's a little longer.
It's in black.
Yeah, if you're black, it's not about 3 minutes.
Curly said I wasn't going to say something on the air. So let's say it's 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes.
I'm saying 3.5. Go
anybody?
Ahead.
Yeah.
I'm saying 2. All right, so I happen to look up. Hold up, I gotta try to do one thing at a time.
Shaka Khan.
I looked up Willie Mays, for example. And Willie Mays has played approximately 3,000 games, all right? So let me get to my calculator. So Willie Mays has played 3,000 games. And think about how many more he played in whatever, high school or minor league.
Winter league.
So we're gonna times that times 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I'm going to say 2.3 minutes. That equals 6,900 minutes. So we're going to divide that by...
Uh-oh. 60 seconds?
No.
Divided by 60 seconds?
You know what I'm trying to do here. 69 to 2. Point is Willie Mays spent about 2+ weeks just standing for the national anthem.
Wow.
2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm over it. You and bet. I ain't being un-American, Bonte. It just don't fit.
For the big games, I don't mind the national anthem.
With but the Houston, every, it's a Super Bowl.
You got a Warriors-Kings game on a Tuesday night. Do we really need to do the national anthem?
By the way, my haircut, $40. $40
dude,
with a $10
tip. You're the man right now.
You think?
You believe he paid $40 for
I'm
that?
Going out of town. I'm going out of town later in the week.
They got that sexy body and everything.
So that's why you got it.
Why?
Well, you should have waited a couple days. It'd be fresher.
Right.
Like...
You always get the haircut 2 days before your vacation.
Yeah, it's about 4 or 5 days before the
48
like,
hours.
What is Moose, San Jose. I got people on the line. What do you want to talk about? I didn't even hear the first show. What's going on, Moose?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
Coming back from a good weekend, hearing about all this Astro stuff, and it's just oil to the fire after every time one of those guys opens their mouth, the owner opens their mouth, they're adding fuel to the fire. I heard Carlos Correa go off on Bellinger. it was just, it's just an absolute joke at this point. MLB, Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, he's an absolute joke. I read an article of him saying pitchers and teams that retaliate against the cheaters could potentially end up suffering harsher penalties.
Yeah, yeah. You got to penalize that.
In what world are we living in that this is a travesty. It's an absolute travesty between the Hall of Fame and between stuff like this. This is the kind of stuff that makes a longtime baseball fan like myself look at the sport and say, what the hell am I watching this for? I mean,
well, you're watching it to see guys get hit in the head now.
The game itself is going down between either strikeout and knocking it out. And then you got this type of stuff going on. I mean, I feel like, what's that movie with Owen Wilson's brother, Idiocracy? I'm in Idiocracy. We're in upside down land here. This makes absolutely
Dumb and Dumber.
Sense.
You mean Dumb and Dumber?
No, Owen Wilson wasn't in Dumb and Dumber.
Sat on there, you know what?
It was Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
Jim Carrey. With the fresh haircut.
It was a guy who looks like Owen Wilson. I forget
his
name.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Wait a minute, what's the movie he's talking about then?
Dumb and Dumber is when he had the Davis haircut.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
That wasn't Owen Wilson, though. Yeah.
Fraggle Rock.
He said it was Owen Wilson.
So there's 1,400 minutes in a day. 1,400. So wow. But
Jeff Daniels, by the way. Jeff Daniels, the other guy.
That's right.
Devontae is back.
Yeah, why? Let's talk All-Star Game. Basketball. NBA All-Star Game. So I was going to – should I just put the rat on the table?
Let's do it.
I didn't watch the All-Star game. I watched highlights today.
What bothers me?
I know it does, and that'll be part of the show.
It does bother me.
But the other part of the show is
I want you to be hip.
It's like Ray Ratto. Yeah. Ray Ratto didn't watch the All-Star game.
See, that's
but
what
he lied.
What
he said he watched the last 5 minutes.
All right, let's do it this way. What did I miss?
A party. And you missed.
Really? I wasn't there. All right, so there was no party. Is that Shaka?
What?
Oh, the movie, is there a movie
that's
called
my girl.
Idiocracy?
No.
Oh, I never heard of that
Steiner,
movie.
You missed a dedication to Kobe. That's what this one was about. Vontae, I missed you last week, but I thought going into this weekend I wasn't going to give a rat's ass about the rule changes, but I'm giving thumbs up to the NBA and what they tried to do. But first, I'll start with Friday. I watched Team USA, coached by Phil Handy, against the world, and that was a great game. It's basically freshman, sophomore.
Pascal, 23 points.
Yeah, Pascal Steiny. And they had a line on that game for the gamblers out there. And then Saturday, I sat down and watched the dunk contest. They got to fix it.
Why?
There's some
what
tweets
happened?
Out there. When you miss a dunk, you must be penalized.
No doubt.
Back in our day. Well, Bonte don't want to be in my era. Back in our day, you miss a dunk, that's a deduction. Nowadays, Steiny, they're like, oh, go do it again. We didn't see you mess up.
Robinson ruined it when he did like 20 dunks to win a slam dunk contest.
Who won it?
Aaron Gordon won it.
All right, I like him.
Didn't get the trophy.
Please explain.
Mr. Miami, former teammate.
Dwayne Wade.
No, well, he was a judge. What?
Airplane mode.
Yeah.
Derrick Jones Jr.
Oh, he's a very well-known.
He's got hops.
Yeah, everybody knows who he is.
Who are you?
Well, they do now, Steiny.
No, they don't. They don't. Come on.
Who are you?
Thank you. Thank you.
Who else
is good?
He sound like the old man.
Who won the three-point?
Wow. My boy Booker had it. Oh, and then
Buddy Buckets.
Buddy Hill.
Buddy.
Yes. Buddy Buckets, baby.
All right.
Buddy got hot.
Buddy Buckets.
And what was it?
Davies Bertans, Steiny's boy.
That is my
Steiny's boy.
He was letting
him
fly.
He made the final. Yeah. He made the final.
I'm close. How can you not watch that?
I'm close to getting to where I can wear that t-shirt I bought.
Okay.
If you would have won the 3-point shootout, you could have won that. You could have wore that today.
No, I got to get to a certain
number. Let's put the rat on the real table. What were you doing when you knew you were supposed to be watching it? Did you have fun doing what you were doing?
I went golfing.
That's
I got
the daytime.
Done golfing at about 2.
Yeah, I was day drinking.
My boy Dibs. Met Dibs.
Okay, he's got out.
Just call me Dibber Claus.
Yeah, you got major
time. What
time
did the game start?
5:45.
Yeah, 5:45.
Well, with all the national anthem and all the singing, the extra stuff, and common sense trying to rhyme.
See, that's what... after it if you don't remember.
No, I was at home.
I was day drinking.
Channel 245, TNT.
I'll rewatch it.
I believe that.
He did it last night. No, I don't believe
watch
that.
Watch last night's game.
Here's the problem. Right. Here's the problem.
Stiney doesn't watch NBA games back. Yeah. He's not watching the All-Star game back.
No, NBA games I'm watching.
That was a final.
That's not an NBA game.
Our boss, Matt Mahegan, who's out of town, TMI, tweeted.
It's one of the reasons I didn't watch it.
If he were one of the coaches or owners of the players that were in last night's game, there was no clock in the last quarter. Stoney, it was like pickup basketball in a prison. They were going hard. Bonta, I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, they were going hard, Stoney. No clock in the fourth quarter. No time. No game clock in the fourth quarter. The first 157. Team Giannis had to score 24. Team LeBron had to score 33. And they started trapping, hacking. They were closing out on a three-point line. I mean, it was serious stuff out there with the stars of all stars.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry taking charges, Stoney. He took like three charges.
And got credit for one.
Credit
for
two.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
Taking charges in an all-star game's good.
I think that's pretty weak, personally.
It's manly. It's trash.
It's pretty weak.
It's manly.
Oh, really? What about on a pickup game? How's that? What's the difference? You just said it was a great pickup.
Can't do it.
If you do it, I've seen guys do it. You're being a man. I wouldn't
Guru,
do
you've never seen somebody. In a pickup game.
Yeah. I'm a man.
I've never
those
seen.
Those aren't the pickup games I've played in. You can't take a charge in a pickup game.
Oh, I've seen dudes.
I've never seen a charge in a pickup game.
That's like saying you ain't seen a hard foul in a pickup game.
Well, of course I've seen a hard foul.
Have you seen a charge? A guy take a charge?
No one's ever gotten a charge in a pickup game worth its salt.
It depends on who you are, what your rep is, but you can get it
overturned. It must be a union thing. It must be a Union City thing.
It takes
a charge in a pickup game.
I've never seen that.
I've been all over hooping Richmond.
Charge?
Right.
People call charges?
You've played in pickup games where the charge has been called, and the offensive player's like, yeah, charge your ball.
No, it don't go that easy. It's all hell breaks loose.
Somebody actually calls a charge?
And then you shoot for it.
They should be kicked off the floor.
Ball don't lie. That's
kicked off the court if you call a charge in a pickup game. I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
never seen it.
I'm out on that, too.
I'm a snob.
By the way, all All-Star games have to answer to the one in 1987. That was the big one with Rolando Blackman.
Look at you.
Dude, the guy was at the line. I was thinking about this. And this is why I'm going to watch this game. Because y'all say, hey, guy's just messing around. So Rolando Blackman was a two-point game. He was fouled with no time on the clock. He was on the West All-Star team. So they're down 120-118.
Right.
No time on the clock.
What?
Nobody even lined up on the foul line. He had to make two to tie it and send it into overtime. And he did.
Wow.
And I was thinking, man, you could make a case that Those are as pressure-packed free throws as almost a regular game.
Wow!
Because even though it's an All-Star game, it's like you got the greatest players in the world on the side. You can't say, if I miss one, no biggie. It's just an All-Star game.
And last night,
it knocked
some
them both
of that.
Down.
Anthony Davis made the game.
2001 was a really good All-Star game when the East outscored the West by 20, led
not
by
AI,
Marbury
huh?
and AI. Yeah. Allen Iverson, they were battling with Kobe Bryant. That was a really good All-Star game as well. But last night, Stein, he was up there. Fourth quarter was fascinating.
You will come in tomorrow and look me and Mr. Hill in the face and say, the fourth quarter now, because it was a lob fest, an alley-oop fest, the first three.
49 dunks in the first three quarters.
You're the man. You will say that's the hardest defense I've seen played ever in an All-Star. Stoney, they were getting – and the refs were letting them go. Guys were getting mugged. Trucked over.
It was like one or two dunks in the fourth quarter. Man. 49 going into the fourth quarter. They started playing defense with the refs.
Believe what we're telling you,
Mark Davis.
I believe you.
Yeah, it was hard. It was
Davis
a good game.
Was there?
He was a ref in the game. Not that Mark Davis.
The other
Mark Davis.
Yeah.
I was like, what's he doing in
Chicago? Trying to get Tom Brady.
He's been in Vegas.
What do you think about that? Tom Brady. Hey, by the way, Bonta, you talked, you got back late last week. You said you caught some of the show.
Friday. Yeah, I had to turn it off.
And you basically said you were disappointed in everybody who did the show that day.
I was disappointed in you and JD for not calling out Guru with the nonsense he was spitting about Jimmy Garoppolo. I listened to 15 minutes. I said, oh, Lord, Guru's just running amok.
Now
he's running
up.
Amok. He watched the game seven times. And his big conclusion is Jimmy Garoppolo can't get it done.
Let's be real
now. And he's begging for Tom Brady. I couldn't believe it.
Let's give him
you almost ruined my vacation.
The author of the article that came up with the concept of Brady possibly coming to San Francisco, I forget his name.
Bill Barnwell.
Bill Barnwell. Big boy.
Bill Barnwell. Yeah, I read that article.
I didn't come in here saying that. And I'm still not off the Jimmy train.
No, you embrace. No.
What I heard Friday. What I heard Friday. Did he make the Pro Bowl?
I'll let you guys reacquaint yourselves.
I said, Steiny, I was yelling at the radio at Steiny and JD, call this guy out. Call him out.
They chimed in.
I texted Pappas and said, you got to stop Guru, man. Cut his mic off.
No, Bonte. I think you're just real quick now, and I know it's just fresh off that loss. I'm not dissing Jimmy, but I still believe there's enough in Tom Brady's tank with protection, that run game, and Kyle Shanahan, and that thought process of reading defenses to where I'm taking Tom for two over Jimmy after this. That's all, B.
Well, you know,
you said you watched the game seven times, so you know
the protection had to break down in the fourth quarter. And the fact that you're letting your boy Kyle Shanahan skate free after that Super Bowl performance by him, by Kyle Shanahan, you're just letting Shanahan because you love him, so you got to pin the blame on the quarterback. You got
to
do it.
Before you went to Hawaii and had a good time, I ripped Kyle. I ripped him. I'm not exonerating him of any blame.
Didn't sound like a Friday.
What I'm digesting and processing, this is big and this is growth. There was something to why he threw only eight times. There was something why he only threw 17 times, Steiny.
Because they ran for 700 yards.
See, that's easy. It's easy to look at that.
Right.
There's something
logical.
And that throw that he missed to Sanders.
Yeah. It was a Hail Mary.
How many times?
That was a low percentage.
How many times are we going to hear this?
Right.
We've already heard it 17 times. It's been 3 weeks
Steiny,
since the Super Bowl.
Those are career-defining throws.
He acts like that's a 80% chance that he could complete that pass.
But I got,
that's a low percentage play.
I missed you, B, but I thought it was offensive. Real quick, Steiny, because you said it the day after the Super Bowl that you felt like that pass was a Hail Mary. It was more. He had time. He knew the play, and he put it out there.
He made it clear.
And it was 5 yards, and Sanders stayed in the end zone, Steiny, and his body language was, it was more than just, oh, we missed that one. He's like, I'm tired of it. And I'm telling you, he's not the only one. And as we move forward, if Jimmy doesn't take that next step or steps, there's no way you could come in here and say you don't want Tom Brady for a year or two.
I don't want Tom Brady for a year or two.
Wow.
I don't either.
And I just, you know.
Why, Steiny? Real quick, why?
Because it doesn't make sense. You're going to give up on a guy who had his first full season this year and went 13-3 and was the quarterback on a team that went to the Super Bowl?
Only for Tom Brady.
Again.
Okay.
I think, again, you're basing your I want Tom Brady on
Bill Barnwell.
One deep pass. Two throws. Basically two throws. Because you know what, Guru? Because during the playoffs, you were and Garoppolo can do it. I'm on the Jimmy train. This guy is not the weak link. He can do this. He can do that. So he makes two bad throws and now it's Brady.
There was three bad throws. The interception in the first half.
Okay, that was bad.
Yeah,
that was bad. But Mahomes also threw two interceptions in that game. You know that?
I'm bad throws.
And how about Shanahan's play
calling? Your quarterback has something to his game called the oh no throw, I'm out. And Tom Brady, there is no oh no.
You know his season ended with a pick.
Dan Marino, there are no oh nos. Joe Montana, I'm just saying.
Did you watch Brady this year?
This guy, we've pampered him when we know the warts are. Sometimes he'll throw you one or two, and I'm telling you too. Sometimes one is enough to lose you the game. That's all. And in this scenario, it was only Tom Brady that I said, "Oh, if you could get him." I would sign up for that.
Didn't you watch Brady this year with all those noodle arm throws down the field?
What was it, 28? What was the touchdown? Four interceptions to 20-some, almost similar to Jimmy G.
Oh, man. Oh, what about Shanahan's play calling there? First and 10 at the 49. 1:49 left, three timeouts. Come on, man. Jimmy, and then you're going to have to pay Tom Brady a lot of money. He's going to want $30 million a year. Are you ready to do that where you got Jimmy Garoppolo on a team-friendly deal who's just played his first full season, and they all say it takes you a couple years to get Shanahan's system down. Doesn't he get the benefit of the doubt to run this back with a 13-3 team after what you saw in the second half of the season, the Cardinals games, the Saints game, the Seahawks game, the Rams game on Saturday night, and now you want Jimmy out of here after one throw? One incompletion?
You're making a great point, and I'm going to put it back on you two real quick, Steiny. So you think I'm the only person that would take
No, you're not
Brady
the only person.
In this scenario.
No, you're not.
I'm not saying Jimmy
you're not.
For nothing.
It wasn't just you, Guru.
Okay,
I got some texts from some buddies over to in Hawaii.
Better,
and they're
okay.
saying, oh, we need Brady. Yeah, and I'm like, okay. you guys are sipping.
He's
sipping something. Yeah, it's something tough, man.
I mean, here's the issue that, and sometimes you have a tendency to do this.
Right.
You're just glossing over the negatives. You're just glossing over that you're going to cast aside a quarterback. So here comes Tom Brady. Uh-oh. He hurt his knee in game three. Uh-oh. Now who's the quarterback? Oh, we still got Jimmy Oh, that's right. We gave up on him. I'm out.
Well, you still may have him. His
I'm
name
out.
May,
no,
may be Nick Mullins.
You're not going to spend $56 million on the quarterback position.
And then you're going to pay Mullins?
No, I don't. Bonte, I'm just telling you, we need to watch this guy closely.
Like we did
that
all year?
That bar that we're assuming or next step he's going to take, we don't know.
We don't know.
And watching that game back, you are right. Shanahan, that I think that was his worst coach game. But there's a reason that some of his decisions, he don't have the trust in the guy. And we just don't know it yet. And I'm going to kill you with this one. I've been waiting on you. David West said something was going on in the Warrior locker room, and it ended up being meningitis.
You believe
I'm a
that?
Bad analogy guy. No, I don't.
Well, it was one
okay.
of the things.
Right. But moving forward, something is going to rear its head with this relationship and the confidence level that Kyle has in Jimmy. And maybe we'll never find out because everything will be good. And I know our assistant program director, Danny Freisinger, is high on Jimmy. Something's going to come out to where we find out that Kyle's not 100% trustworthy of Jimmy. And that's just how I feel.
You're guessing.
And I feel like
it's
more pressure's on Jimmy going
guess.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. A vibe. Right. It's just a vibe I get.
You in the locker room? That's only,
no, I'm
you're
not.
You're picking up a vibe through what?
Through the coach's decisions of not calling timeouts in the biggest game of your life. Telling me you're worried about what the other quarterback's going to do when he don't have the ball.
Well,
so
hasn't
you're
Shanahan...
telling me you're worried about what your quarterback is not going to do to give him the ball. See how it works?
Well, hasn't Shanahan had clock management issues throughout his career?
You said that.
So what does that have to do with trust in Jimmy Garoppolo? Maybe it's just Shanahan not knowing how to manage a clock and how to manage a game.
How about this? There's more pressure now on Jimmy Garoppolo getting back than before.
Okay. So why?
Isn't there more pressure on Shanahan?
Well, they're intertwined.
Let's go to Coach. He's pissed off about the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what's going on with this national anthem thing. I walked into this one. Coach, what's up, man?
No, hey guys, you know I love you guys and I love the show. I'm coming out of mourning. This is my first call since the Super Bowl.
All right.
It's been a rough couple of weeks. But there's a lot, actually a lot to unpack here. One, the All-Star game was awesome. The fourth quarter, it was awesome. So you should go back and watch it. You're going to really enjoy the fourth quarter.
I did watch the last 3 or 4 minutes. It was fun, no doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah. Second is, I think Aaron Gordon got robbed. I would love to hear you guys talk about that in a little bit. Because I mean, his array of dunks were startling. And the guy from Miami, he kept doing the same thing. He'd go between his legs, left-handed dunk.
Right.
Go back and watch it. It was every single time. So that's it on the All-Star game. With regard to the season, you can't give up on Garoppolo, Goo. You were on board with him. Give him a shot. Let him run it back. 13-3. I've been crushed by this loss as much as anybody. I thought Kyle and Lynch did a really good post-game sort of review of 2019, and he got asked specifically about that clock management thing. He says, you saw what Mahomes can do with 60 seconds. And I think that call on Kittle was ridiculous. I mean, they're hand-fighting the whole way, so I don't want to go back and replay that. That puts me into a funk. And then the last thing on the national anthem, here's what I mean by it. So don't throw out the national anthem, because I think more than anything, communities and our country needs uniting things. And I think that sports unite people in some ways. They also put them against each other. But at the end of the day, we go to these games to watch these incredible athletes perform. And if the national anthem is done right, And I just would ask you to play, if you could, the 1991 Whitney Houston Super Bowl rendition.
Yeah.
If your skin doesn't tingle when you hear her sing that anthem, and I served 9 years in the Air Force, and just under nine, and you don't even have to have served. It's a uniting thing. And so it's worth it to me for 2 minutes to stand as one, put your hand over your heart and say, we belong to and are part of a great nation, but we just can't let people butcher the song. Now that's a part of America, right? You're going to let creativity reign, but don't blame that on the song or the tradition.
That's fair.
I think it's wonderful.
Thanks.
So, that's it, guys. I love your show. I love you guys. And, help me get over this 49er loss.
Appreciate it.
He needs a dream job. Ready.
Coach is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Is that what we're doing?
I love Coach.
Yeah, I love him too.
I don't want to go down this road, and I don't know why you did. What happened?
Yeah, like, what were you doing, Goo?
Because this national anthem happened before I ever walked into the studio.
So when your dogs start barking at the TV, and you're selling me that we're about to get a great rendition of the national anthem, and Carl Lewis butchered it, you got to pay the price.
Yeah. It's social.
Listen. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want,
we got a game to play.
A couple things I would say, honestly.
Jeez, Shaka Khan,
what is going on?
Whoa!
Oh, that's a first segment already. Well, I'll
coach had a lot.
I'll let you. Well, I was just thinking after the break, I'll tell you what I think of the national anthem. That'll hold people. No, I mean,
people are waiting.
There's a couple things regarding the national anthem. First of all, if it's live, sometimes stuff happens. You know how many Golden State Warriors I'll tell you what. Here's what's coming up after the break. We're gonna straighten that situation out, and then we're gonna get into somebody that I think you guys aren't happy with, Rob Manfred.
Man.
Public enemy number one right now, man.
What a loser!
That's all sponsored by the Golden State Warriors. This Thursday, February 20th, the Golden State Warriors host the new-look Houston Rockets. All fans at Chase Center will receive a splash towel presented by State Farm. Get your tickets at warriors.com.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, it's President's Day. It's a holiday. You know what? And we're here. That's what we do.
How is it a holiday, but the meters are, you still got to pay?
What meters?
Back in the 70s, meters. The parking meters would be free. It's a holiday,
five years ago.
Still got to pay for the meter. I don't get it. Nina, look at the meter. You want it to talk to you like it's free. It says, no, put the money in. Come on, hold on.
Five years ago, it was free.
Wait. That's still San Francisco, right?
Yep.
So, are you still parking in the city? You still using the bridge coming over?
Yeah.
You still occupying space on the street? Pay the money.
That's
a joke. Wow. On a holiday?
Pay the man.
On a holiday? Study. Come on, man.
You know what?
Heard of pay holiday that parking? Man
double
his money.
On a holiday.
Double.
Yeah.
How about that? Actually,
you ain't getting my vote then.
I'm not running. Advocating. I'm just trolling there.
Bonte knows what I'm talking. Come on, man. So, it's a holiday.
Right, but the president, you don't have to pay Lincoln. On Christmas, do you?
Christmas, Thanksgiving,
New
Year's Day.
If it's a holiday, it should be free.
But like,
that's
you have
not
to pay
asking too much.
On MLK Day, you have to pay. President's Day, you have to pay. Labor Day, you have to pay.
That's not right.
That's not right
Mayor
at all.
Mayor Breed, fix that.
Come on.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about the national anthem.
I met her one time.
Who?
Mayor Breed. She called me Daryl.
Nice job, Goo.
That's your name. When did you meet her?
At the Battery. When I was with Han. He back in town soon.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Supposed to call you, Guru?
You know,
it must be special because it's called you Daryl.
Yeah, right.
Apparently the post office is open today, according to 415.
We don't care about nothing anymore. Bonte, Little League's playing at Sunday. We don't care about a damn thing.
What do you want him to do?
Sunday used to be family day. If you had one or not, Sunday was, you know, take a day off. Not anymore. Everything is just, it's too fast for me, man.
So I shouldn't play golf on Sundays?
Well, if you get the okay by your family, go do what you do.
I don't necessarily get the okay. That's what I do.
He just does it. Wow. He doesn't need a permission slip.
I got you.
It's not like us, Guru.
So here's the thing, my thing on the national anthem. It's a live event.
So sometimes things are going to happen. Someone's not going to sing it well. Remember what happened up in Portland where the girl...
That's why you have people pick who you think is going to sing it
well. No, but that's the point. Remember up in Portland when they had the girl singing and she forgot the words?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Mo Cheeks. I mean, it helped. I mean, it happens. So that part of it's... that's going to happen. The issue I have is not with the song itself. It's with the fact that everybody's just doing their own thing anyway. People are on their phones.
Oh, okay.
People are swaying back and forth.
Or not standing.
I mean, hell. Some people during the national anthem even like to conduct a band. Like they're conducting a band during the national anthem.
That's wicked cool.
Tiny. Sometimes to me, that's a joke.
Sometimes people don't take off their hats.
Exactly. Wow. So I it's got nothing to do with national pride. Let me tell you something.
She's getting ripped.
I'm proud to be an American, but I get
social media ripping her.
Well, she didn't.
What was that?
Well, you tell me what it was. I mean, she's a good singer, right?
Yeah, she's an icon.
Let's go. To
you ever hear the song "Sweet Thing"? Whoa,
look at
"Sweet Thing." Don't you know you're my everything? That was not that rendition. I mean, come on, Shaka Khan.
OGB. Let's talk about Aaron Gordon. What's going on, OGB?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Steiny. I listen to you, Guru, and Bonte all the time.
Sweet.
Right on, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Sometimes I want to call in, but the line is full. I want to talk about Eric Gordon.
Okay.
He got ripped off once again. He beat Zach LaVine. He did some of the most innovative and creative dunks that I've seen. And I've been watching the slam dunk when Dominique and Jordan and them used to go at it. And he got ripped off again. And I knew Dwayne Wade wasn't going to give him a nod because that's where he's from. He's from Miami. That guy he went up against, he did some good dunks. But Eric Gordon is the best dunker in the game. And I want to say one more thing about Jimmy G. I'm not a 49ers fan, but I look at him because they're in the Bay Area. Jimmy G, I'm not impressed with Jimmy G, but he needs to make his bones, as they say in the mob.
Yeah.
He needs to make his bones. He needs to work on his deep ball. He never had. I always question his deep ball. His intermediate routes and stuff, he's good. But he needs to go in the lab, as Guru say, and work on his deep ball. That's all I got. You guys have a good President's Day. Thank you.
Thanks, OGB. Appreciate it.
What's the mob? He needs to make his bone?
Yeah, bones. You got to make your bones. It means pay your dues.
Wow.
What was I going to say? I forget. Aaron Gordon should have won.
You know what?
Well, that's the problem. You have a dunk contest that, what are we doing? Is it serious? Is it not serious? Are we really trying? Are we trying to game the system? So now Aaron Gordon, we all agree, is the best dunker in the game. He's done. He's not doing it anymore. He's not doing the dunk contest anymore. Why? Because it's not on the up and up.
And he got five straight 50s. And Bonte didn't. Well, why would he have to go overtime? Five straight 50 dunks.
Looks like the judges make it about themselves. Dwayne Wade there openly rooting for his teammates, saying, yeah, I'm maybe a little biased towards Derrick Jones Jr. or Bam Adebayo, who won the skills competition. Candace Parker. Like, what are we doing with the judges? Give me Dr. J. Give me Bill Russell.
You're right.
Give me all the legends. Dominique Wilkins, Jordan. Damn,
and they were all in the house.
Yeah,
dude.
You can't do that to Aaron Gordon, man. From what
his
I saw, Steiny.
One, Steiny
what Monte? I saw, Steiny, I saw both dunks. I didn't watch it live, but I went back and watched it at home. Aaron Gordon had the more spectacular dunks, the more creative dunks. Derrick Jones, you just kept jumping over people and going between the legs. It's like we've seen that
and
before.
And then start copying Gordon's dunks.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, he threw it outside. I don't want to get over emotional.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to get over emotional because
why would today be any different than most days?
I've been on Twitter hard, man.
Did have a tweet that I had a problem with. Did you see this?
I didn't even look at any of Guru's tweets.
Oh man, he had a tweet yesterday. Oh, I'm going to pull it up. I didn't want to come down your road. I just scrolled past it. I'll deal with Guru on Monday. But he tweeted out, Steiny,
about the fourth quarter of the All-Star game.
Yeah, give it to me.
This better than the NBA Finals.
Oh, I'm standing by that. Wait till you can't comment until tonight that? When you're watching.
He just had to go over the top.
Hey, 22 likes.
You can say, hey,
likes,
this is better than the
22 likes.
22.
Not that I record
22
that.
W's hey, like that.
Steiny, it's something you've never seen. An episode of the Super Friends. It wasn't Shaq, Kobe, and then Rick Fox were the drop-off. It was the greats all on both sides going after it with no clock. So, Bonte, I was getting worried. Like, hey, they need to put in some subs. They were getting after it. I cannot wait to Tuesday morning at 10.
Guru, you actually have 14 likes.
I know. I added 8.
Why Tuesday morning at 10?
That's tomorrow after you watch it tonight.
I'm not watching it tonight. You know me. Guru, you know me.
I got excited, Steiny.
I'm not watching it tonight.
Bonte, I took him at his word, my man.
So you're telling me it was better than the Magic Johnson All-Star game?
I honestly believe so.
Come on.
And Bonte's right
there. Magic
there.
Said, let's get this thing started.
And I'm not saying that wasn't great. This was different. This was, I think Kobe has something. Do you think Bonte, LeBron, or all the other greats wanted the first ever
Kobe Bryant MVP award? Well, LeBron certainly seemed like he did because he stopped passing to Kawhi in the fourth quarter. He stopped passing to Kawhi. He started giving a rock up to James Harden.
He
tried to keep it away from down the hallway with the Clipper guy, Kawhi Leonard. He still stole it. You know the whole charity thing after each quarter? I thought it worked, Steiny. You win the quarters. And then when you get to the fourth quarter, you take the total score, and whoever's up, you make the difference there. I thought that was cool. With the kids sitting there, the kids had the
and
expensive seats.
They were keeping
seats.
It loud.
Steiny, they were sitting under the basket, man. Team Giannis, the charity for Team Giannis and the charity for Team LeBron. I thought that was cool, $100,000 to whoever won the quarter. So they played hard. They played hard in those quarters, man. I like this format. I don't want to see it implemented in a playoff game or a finals game or a regular season game. But for the All-Star game, I think it's a cool format.
You know what? I was just thinking this. Okay, so I didn't watch the game on TV, but I was paying attention to Twitter. It's like the same thing. For example, I didn't watch the game, but let me tell you what I know. Apparently, Trae Young was sweet.
And should have
Trae
been
Young
in at the end.
Put on
got,
a show,
yeah.
didn't he?
He should have been in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. See?
Should have been
what's
in the fourth
going
quarter.
Not a 3-point contest. I was rooting for him.
Yeah, he
he's
didn't
not
look
a great
good.
3-point shooter yet.
But when he gets hot, it's like, watch out, Jack.
He's the best passer in basketball.
He's going to win an All-Star game MVP before it's all
that.
Said and done.
You tweeted that, I think.
Yeah, I did. Well, I said he's going to win 3, and then Twitter's like, well, you know LeBron has. So I say, well, let me back the truck up. Because he's going to win at least 1.
They like to set a guy up to win that. You know what I mean? If you win 1, usually you're like, I don't care if I win again. Hey, Jim's in Oakland. Wants to apologize to Bonte.
For what? I wasn't
What's
here
up,
last
Jim?
Week.
How you doing, man?
Did I say something wrong before I left?
Realizes, stand your ground, Jim.
Maybe realizes. I don't know. Jim, what's up?
Hey, Steiny.
Close.
I want to tell Mr. Hill I'm sorry last time I called and I mispronounced his name. I hope he can forgive me. I don't know how to speak, but, you know, I can mispronounce the name, you know, the way I talk.
Oh, Jim.
So tell him I'm sorry, man.
Jim, you don't have to apologize, man. I'll give you a hug right
Jim
now for that, man. It
I'm really sorry.
Time. It's all right, Jim.
Yeah. God bless. Have a good day, bro.
Thanks,
you
Jim.
Too.
Hey, Jim, let me make
Jim
you feel better.
Make me tear up.
Let me make Jim feel better. I talked to my dad today.
Dude,
I called him back. I knew it was him. It was a 484.
Oh, yeah. You still have to save his name in there?
At the very end, I said, well, Dad, I gotta get going. I got the show. And he goes, oh, yeah. Hey, tell what are those guys you work with again? I said Guru, and I said Guru and Bonte. He goes, yeah, tell Guru and tell Guru and Dante. I said hello.
The ethnics. Yeah,
you didn't have to bring that up.
No, that was the best. I knew what he meant.
I can't believe he still didn't say
thank
his
God,
dad.
Thank
name in
God
there.
The FCC clearly wasn't listening.
You gotta put Dad in there, son. Get closer to
what's
maybe
that?
Father's Day. You'll put Dad in as his number.
Is that in June?
Yeah, somewhere maybe. Around there.
I don't know.
I'm surprised we didn't get suspended for that.
Yeah.
Day.
No, we were good.
Could you imagine if, like, my dad's the reason that I got fired?
Yeah.
That would be
the guy you didn't
I wonder
say
if that's ever happened.
I'd be like, hey, Pops, I don't know what the what's going on with that will of yours, but you might want to pass it over a little beforehand now that you stiffed me. Zach in Oakland. Zach wants to talk a little All-Star game.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say one thing real quick about the All-Star game, and that's that I can't wait for Steph Curry to get back into it because it is really painful watching some of those guys shoot free throws. And some of them are the biggest superstars in the world. I mean, watching LeBron shoot a free throw is like pathetic. Like, I see high schoolers who can shoot free throws better than these guys. So I just think it's one of those little things, but I can't help but notice how many of these superstar guys are like 80% or 75% shooters. So seeing Steph on the line just filling up is something that I'm ready to get back to.
I appreciate the call. I mean, I'll take 75 even, but I definitely hear what you're saying.
You know what? And by the way, Jim, you didn't have to apologize, man. You're
that
all good.
Was wild. That was heartfelt.
But I saw a lot of things on Twitter last night where people were saying it's not the same without Steph Curry. And I agree. The All-Star game wasn't the same without Steph Curry. But let's not act like Steph Curry has lit it up in the All-Star games.
Well,
all right? Last year, he went 6-for-23 in the All-Star game. He clanked a lot of them. The year before, he got trapped in a corner by Kevin Durant and LeBron James. And what did he go? 4-for-14. Steph hasn't been great in All-Star games. So let's not act like Steph Curry was going to make this big difference. I know he's in Cabo chilling, having a great time with Aisha Vivian Lee. We saw the photos. Steph, I hope you're doing well.
Hopefully that left hand is okay.
Or was it Cabo? I think it was Cabo.
It looked like the desert almost.
I thought it was Cabo. It
looked like a room to me.
Oh. No, he had one. The one where he was testing his broken hand by holding up his wife.
Yeah. No, see,
that looked like it was in the desert.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
like
see
almost
that
in
one.
Arizona.
I saw him when Giannis blocked LeBron, and they didn't know if it was goaltending.
Yeah, that was in the room.
Went crazy.
Yeah,
that was
rooting
in the room.
Team Giannis.
So I'm looking at the free throws. One team was 11-for-20, not good. The other team was 12-for-19.
Yeah.
Not very good.
From All-Stars.
Clearly, they didn't foul a lot or call fouls.
They swallowed the whistle.
What's another issue real quick, Stardy, is that you could tell the game today, it's all about threes and layups. Because these teams, even the All-Stars in the fourth quarter, they had no idea what to do when they got ran off the three-point line.
Wow, man.
The mid-range jumper, the mid-range game is absolutely dead. It's dead. And that's
Steph
a problem with the NBA.
Didn't play in this era.
Man, Stardy, they would not take a mid-range jumper.
And the game ended on a free throw. They got to fix that. That was my only – when you watch it tonight, you'll be like, they got to fix that game.
Tell you what, I'll watch it tonight if you watch Free Solo.
You know what?
You haven't.
But I will tonight.
Okay. Right, you tell you what, you text me when you start watching
you
it.
You won't
then
respond
I'll,
back.
No, at that point, I'll put the All-Star game on. Seriously.
All right. I got you.
Steiny, Cabo is a desert, LOL. Yeah, you know what I mean, though. I think a Cabo is a beachfront. I guess in back of the place is a desert. But
yeah.
I got it. Does somebody know for a fact it was Cabo?
Anybody? I have no idea.
I believe it was Cabo.
My lips.
I would check Damian Lee real quick.
Unless it's, because I'm saying it wasn't Cabo, unless it's official it was, then I'm not going to guess. You know what I mean?
I think we see him sooner than later.
You mean like
14?
January is when we should have seen him.
Right.
Seriously.
Hey, man, looks good, huh?
Hey, yeah, I'm ready. Come on, Steph. Wiggins, we need him back.
You know what? He owes it to Wiggins, doesn't he?
Why?
Play some games with him?
And Myers and Lacob and the people
the
that write his check.
Yeah, the fans, I would think of.
Man.
I would think of
we're
first.
Mad. Jay's going to be off the hook.
All right, I was talking to a buddy over the weekend, fellas, and they were ticked that they can't get money for their tickets. Said they can't sell tickets.
Wow.
They can't sell them. There's no... Nobody wants to buy tickets to the Lakers game.
We
got to
get into this guy before he left. Now he is Kansas City. His appearance at the Chase.
No, I'm out on that. No,
we got to get in.
Losing a bet.
No, I'm out on that. Yeah, we actually.
But it wasn't like you lost, B. You had smaller.
Yeah,
I had to just own it. I had to own it.
You did a good job.
I had to own it. Some people thought I enjoyed it. It's like, you think I enjoy wearing the Kansas City Chiefs jersey?
Yeah,
what am I supposed to do in front of 18,000 people? Throw a hissy fit?
Well, it was more than that. Well, yeah,
we'll get to it.
What'd I do?
It's
off the air type of stuff.
No, we'll do it on the air.
Not necessarily.
Oh, boy.
707 says it's official, dude. I guess that means it's official in Cabo. Okay. I took a guess. Let's go to Jay. Jay's in Oakland. Is this halftime, Jay? Oh. I'm telling you, we're getting the calls fast today if we want. Let me know when we get a halftime, Jay.
Is it
halftime,
Dream
Jay?
Job. It's Dream Job.
Oh, we got
Job.
That's right. We got Dream Job.
Dream Job, yeah.
Today, send
right.
it in.
All right, Jay, what's up? Is this halftime, Jay?
Hey, Guru.
Hey.
close.
What's up, boy? I'm just saying, like, if my KC going to meet your Cowboys, who's going to win?
I'd have to see who.
It must be a holiday.
I'm going with Dallas.
Come on, Guru. You know, man. You like, you know, you're the Niner fan, though.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you what, I like Jay.
Yeah, I just said.
Juante's the man.
Wow. He coming at me. They enjoying it. How you doing,
Jay? You're a Chiefs fan?
I'm just saying, though, Guru, like, if the KC got the Mahomes, I'm just saying, like, the best quarterback on the planet, come on, man. Don't tell me the Cowboys are going to win. They're going to beat their ass by 53-0.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. I sensed more profanity. Yeah. I didn't like where that was headed.
What, a Chiefs Cowboys?
Do you know this guy?
No.
Are you sure? Who is that?
Sometimes.
That ain't my bit on
the
this.
The NFL season's been over for 3 weeks. I'm talking Chiefs Cowboys. That ain't my friend.
What's going on? I think we had a bigger point in it.
Who?
Because
Jay?
Yeah, because I actually had something to do with Brady and Garoppolo.
Actually, I don't think he had a bigger point. I think he just wanted to say, here's what he wanted to do, I believe. Hey, Guru, when the Chiefs play the Cowboys, who do you think is going to win? I think the Cowboys might. The Chiefs are better than Mahomes.
Because I'm going to say something real quick, if you guys allow me. Bonte, I know the narrative is, and I know how good Mahomes is, but I want to give you a visual. After in the lab for the umpteenth time watching that game, I want to throw papers off the desk, take a bat like Hal McRae did in the Royals back in the day, take a bat to the computer, to the TV, because the Niners, as good as Mahomes is, were 6 minutes away of accomplishing the impossible of making Mahomes have a bad day. But the narrative is now, they scored 21 straight points, which they did. Oh, by the way, touchdown. But people, let's not act like he was average up until that point. And before the 3rd and 15, Troy Aikman said this out of his mouth. Mahomes has been off today.
Yep.
And Steiny, my bigger point is the Niners were this close to pulling off Mahomes can be beat, and now all season long, 21 straight points. Yeah. I was never worried about it. He's the greatest quarterback. Give him his flowers. But there was other things the Niners did on offense that led to him getting the ball
back.
So
get rid of the quarterback. Get Brady.
Steiny, get rid of the quarterback and just give Robert Saleh and Emmanuel Mosley a pass for pulling a 30-15.
You see somebody? Wow. I saw this on the text line. They call Saleh rah-rah. I like that. Rah-rah. Rah-rah Saleh.
Wow. Oh, that's
a
good one.
Getting a pass?
He's getting a pass. Give up 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Offense didn't help.
Old man Sherm, Uncle Sherm. Yeah.
Who held up? That's like you driving your car with a bad tire.
Come on.
You get all the way to L.A., about to get off on the exit, the tire go flat. Hey. You got to be happy about that. Like, you got me all the way here, but the offense quit.
No, don't blame the offense. Uncle Sherm got beat. Uncle Sherm, who's so-called one of the greatest corners of all time, is coming at Darrell Revis and Deion, got burned. Got burned on that final drive.
But will you admit the offense quit?
Oh, it was a team-wide stop. The whole team melted down. The whole team. The offensive line, the quarterback, the head coach, the defense.
And I saw Mahomes. The reason I bring this up, Stan, I saw Mahomes at the All-Star game.
Oh, he's living.
He's living.
As he should.
And he's on the tour. But I'm looking like, dude, you were 6 minutes away from... I mean,
By the way, Sterney, I got a guy coming down your road on Twitter, Sandeep, worked at Yahoo, said, he's coming down your road for calling Trae Young the best passer in the NBA. And he's saying, have you seen LeBron James play?
Oh, Sterney.
I'm not mad at you for saying Trae Young.
No. Trae Young's the best passer in the NBA. Thanks, Sandeep.
Over LeBron?
Yes. LeBron this year decided to lead the league in assists?
Okay, they need a point guard in L.A. Wow. He's their only point guard.
I'm not saying LeBron's a great passer. He's not in Trae Young's class. Trae Young, unbelievable. And people get mad at this. Trae Young, much better passer than Steph Curry coming into the league.
How's his team
much
doing?
Better.
I agree with
but
that.
But Steph's a much better shooter.
But the Matt Steinmetz I know would say, how's Trae's team doing? Standing wide.
They stink.
Right.
They stink. But that's where you got to be a little bit realistic that I'm not going to hold that all against Trae Young.
And
going to be like, at what point are you going to say Trae Young's a loser?
I'm not. I'm saying
pretty Trent soon.
Listen to what
pretty
I told Lil Durrell last night. Tell me if you two agree. He is the first Steph Curry disciple. How about that? I'm not saying he'll be Steph.
No, but that's
he's the first clone, and they're coming.
Right, but that's,
they're coming like gremlins.
He said that even 5 years ago.
Oh, I didn't. Wow.
Yeah, this like
Oklahoma days. Yeah, or before Oklahoma.
Right. Just like you didn't
go out.
Did you think you were the first one who's made that?
Steph Curry.
A little bit.
I think Guru does believe that.
Like the other one, what did
that say? Mahomes is a Steph Curry of football.
Right.
I mean, they were saying that for about 15 months before Guru said it.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, you just missed by 5 years on Trae Young.
Chris Paul's a still pretty damn good passer, though.
I'll tell you what.
I owe him an apology on everything.
Chris Paul's balling right now.
Thank you.
Apparently on the plant diet.
That's what happened.
Chris Paul's still playing really, really well.
And he hitting them threes. Right.
According to Jay Adande, he's like not icing his knees after games anymore because of this plant diet, plant-based diet. So now he's getting up,
Wiggins
he's balling.
Wiggins is on that. He's a veggie.
Yeah. Do you know that for sure? Other than the text line.
No, it was in the paper, the article we read.
No, remember.
You did some research?
Remember, Kyle looked it up, and then he said, you know what? I can't find anything confirming he's a vegetarian on the internet.
I wouldn't admit that. I looked it up and couldn't find something.
You would just perpetuate something that may not be true?
I would just say I'm still researching.
Well, you just
said. I'm going to find it.
No, you didn't say you were researching.
NBC.
You said Wiggins is a vegetarian, too.
I read it on NBC Sports Bay Area, and I'm going to go get that article.
All right, go get it.
I love you, Kyle.
We need to ask him at practice.
There we go.
Willie Sandretto, digital reporter. Go ask Wiggins.
How can you be a veggie? But you got to eat meat, Steiny. All that work you're doing.
There's a lot of guys who are veggies.
I can't name one.
Football. I'm pretty sure Iguodala doesn't eat meat. Goes to the fish. Fish eats fish.
I thought fish was considered a meat.
I was just study and this.
I don't know.
Fish.
What's the real vegetarian? Where you don't do the chicken, fish, or nothing?
That's like vegan, I think.
They got another fancy name to it.
Pescatarian?
That's just fish. It's up there, though. That's in the alley.
That's just fish.
Yeah, vegan is like no animal products.
See,
like,
that's
wild. Can't even. I think vegan is like not even milk
because
it comes from a
cow.
Brutal. Yeah.
We should have a contest to see how long we could go vegan.
I wouldn't either eat.
I wouldn't last a week.
You think it'd be over by tomorrow's show?
I would last a week, Stardy.
Because what would be the goal? We're all going
to
check
the
out.
The goal would be
we're
to.
We're all going to check out. We all
live life a little
out.
Healthier.
No round table?
No Taco Bell.
Round table? Oh, pizza.
Have you been to the new one?
I did
go
Taco Bell. So damn good. I got into the new one, but I will say the menu is a little disappointing. No more double decker Taco Supreme at the new Taco Bell on 6th and Gary. I'm a little disappointed with that. So I won't be in there for a while.
Wow.
All right. 957-9570. What do you guys want to talk about next?
How about Manfred?
No, we can talk Astros.
Man did.
Ooh, what? Oh, that was bad. That was worse than Cobbage Rives yesterday, man.
Hey, you got to take the good with the bad.
The 408.
Kittle like a niner.
Trae Young is a career 34% three-point shooter, 84% from the foul line, not on Curry level. Correct.
I didn't say that.
That's correct. Yeah. So the 408 and me are locked.
Well, his shot selection.
All right, we come back. By the way. In case you can't tell, the bosses are out this week.
All week.
And they're they're out all week, and they're sponsored by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, by the way, since it's a holiday, nobody's here. So if you want, you can go into the fridge and take food. Nobody will know it's...
You got to be some type of low to do that.
I know.
Steiny, they got the cameras in there.
Nobody goes there. You know what's funny? A couple months back, I enjoy eating the food, something that ain't yours. I'm not.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
We use the thing about milk, though. Forget food. If somebody's got milk in there and you get a cup of coffee, is it okay to go take a little hit off somebody else's milk
for your coffee? I thought you were talking about the fridge with all the Powerade and the breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, no, you're talking about the actual fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
fridge.
The Werf family
Let me tell you
fridge.
Something.
Yeah.
You can top something off.
Here's the bottom line. Here's my rule on the common refrigerator.
Talk to me.
I can't stand people that put their names on their food. Let me tell you something. You put your name on your food or your drink, and I get in there, and I'm the only one in there,
so you're
I'm messing with that food.
Yeah.
Somehow. I'm just going to do something. I'm going to put it in a different place.
I guess I'm asking why.
What? Same reason I took your water bottle.
And you enjoyed every minute of it.
I only kept it going for like 30 yeah. seconds. But no, so when I buy milk in there, I put a note on it for everybody to help themselves. That's where I'm coming from.
So you put everyone.
What?
What do you put on your note? Everyone?
Help yourself.
Nice.
Thank you. It's better than saying, Matt, do not touch.
Yeah, oh, it's getting
freaking milk.
I know it's bothering me.
No, wow. I don't know.
It's like,
yeah. I've only given milk.
It's like dressing. Like I see salad dressing in there, and they put their names on it. It's like, really, you're going to put your name on salad dressing?
Who are you?
My wife
share
like
salad
that.
Dressing. Yeah. Come on,
exactly. Oh, 669 still coming down. Steiny, you're so wrong about Trey being a better passer than Bron. I got a problem with you calling him Bron.
LeBron James.
Do you know him?
You feel like
then
you
use
do.
His name.
Oh, wow.
I'm a fan of both and watch every game pretty much with league pass. And Bron has passing down. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He's a great passer. I don't want to do this.
Right, right.
Hey, by the way, you didn't ask me how I played yesterday when I said golf. You just said, hey, what'd you shoot? You know,
I'm happy Bonte was back. But how'd you shoot?
85.
Well, damn, that's 85. Better than the 99 the prior time.
I didn't have a 99 the prior time. It was a 94. But get this, Goo. How about this? So, boy, bosses are gone. So last Sunday I played. Remember the wind was unbelievable last Sunday?
We lost power
crazy.
In the
noon. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we ended up playing that day, and I shot like a 95. So I posted a 95 because you got to do that. But this app takes into account, they said that you golfed on a day with extreme weather.
Wow, so what did they go to?
92 or 91. Gave me three.
Wow. I knocked all four shots?
Yeah, three shots. Yeah, so.
Nice.
Yeah, so, hey, by the way, I want to throw this one out to the text line because it is important to me and only me. Where's the best golf store in the Bay Area?
DT's.
The best golf store in the Bay Area, because I'm heading out of town on Wednesday.
Golf Galaxy in Pleasant Hill.
I'm sorry?
Golf Galaxy in Pleasant Hill
Golf
is pretty good.
Galaxy Pleasant Hill I have a vote for. All right.
I got San Ramon.
Where are you going, Steiny?
South Carolina. Kiowa Island, South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Family out there?
A friend of mine who I went to college with who's filthy rich.
Wow.
Oh, my God, is he rich.
Oh, this is the guy. You never have to pay for anything.
Yeah, nothing.
So you'll be golfing on his dime?
Yes. Wow. I paid for my flight.
What's he do? Line of work.
He owns a printing company. It's one of those things where it's like.
See, that sounds so like.
Well, it's like I go, hey, so hey, he's like, you don't care. Just I'm making money. Just shut up. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That's what he says. I'm like, dude, I got to pay for this. Shut up.
I wonder if he moved to Cali, could he make that same money or more? Or would it be less because there'd be more competition?
It's a good question.
Ask him.
His printing shop's in Philly, so I would assume the physical location.
All in.
Probably I could go anywhere in the world.
Yeah. No pro games for you, nothing out there.
What do you mean?
The Gamecocks, maybe a hoop game. College basketball.
What are you talking about? We'll be gambling on games.
No, you won't go to anything.
Why
live
would we go to any games?
Why would you go to South Carolina
Warriors games this year?
Well, the number one women's team, South Carolina Gamecocks. Well, what's Don Staley's coach?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Not bad.
Yeah, they ain't going to that. I can tell.
Should we start out this Astros stuff with a call or with some sound?
This is bad.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's do sound.
Here's Rob Manfred. He's the.
Joke of the day.
He's the commissioner of baseball.
And what was and what is your reaction to the reaction of the people, which seems to be, wow, we didn't get the players.
Yeah, I understand. I understand people's desire to have the players pay a price for what went on here. I think if you watch the players, watch their faces when they have to deal with this issue publicly, they have paid a price. To think that they're skipping down the road into spring training happy, that's just a mischaracterization of where we are. Having said that, the desire to have actual discipline imposed on them, I understand it. And in a perfect world, it would have happened. We ended up where we ended up in pursuit of really, I think, the most important goal, and that is getting the facts.
Oh, you know what?
What was that?
That should be part of any leadership conference, I would think. You'd play that sound, don't you think?
Absolutely. Because he's worse than Bud Selig. He's a worse commissioner than Bud Selig, who turned his back on the steroid era, still got into the Hall of Fame, gave McGuire and Sosa a pat on the back. He's giving these Astros players a pat on the back. Like, you're not even going to take away the trophy. You're not going to take away the games played. You're
Who's
not going to take away
boss?
Awards.
Who?
I mean,
Manfred.
The owners. Baseball's owners. And I think they're fine.
There must be something deeper. I heard the scenario.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.